That same year that he was born, he contacted a flu, and we couldn't get him to the doctor in time to tell us what to do for him, and he was dehydrated, and he didn't make it. He died.
Steigute, welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today's story takes us to Alaska, where a young woman just knew there had to be more to life than what she was living. Let's listen as she tells how she found what she was looking for.
My name is Leona Olson, and I'm from the village of Tetitlik on Prince William Sound in the state of Alaska. Growing up on the Prince William Sound in the village was probably a child's paradise, because you played most of the time and enjoyed living. Being from a family of 10 children, my mother raised us from the time I was 12. My dad died of cancer. And my oldest brother, who was 2 years older than I, helped support our family by going fishing. And after my dad died, my mother felt like it would be wise for her to send me off to school. And since I was graduated from the eighth grade, I was able to go to Mount Edgecombe, that's near Sitka, Alaska. And so I went there for 4 years. It was during those 4 years that I was in school that I was reminded of a school teacher that I had in my kindergarten year of school. She taught us some choruses that I could barely remember. One of them was the B-I-B-L-E and Jesus Loves Me. She had like a Sunday school every Sunday. I enjoyed going there, and what it did for me was it gave me a base for my spiritual life. And I never forgot those things, even though I wasn't in Sunday school later on or learned anything about a Savior or about God or about what creation was all about. It wasn't until I came to Mount Edgecombe and heard about Jesus that I started a hunger in my spirit again to learn more about God. But my high school years were wonderful. I had opportunity to meet young people from all over Alaska. All different villages in Alaska would send their children to this school. And in my class, there was like 140 freshmen. And then by the time we graduated, there was 60 of us. But anyway, those years were very much a blessing to me, because I got my education there and I learned about other people. I learned especially that there was something lacking in my life, and that was having my spirit fed. There were a couple of girls that apparently had gotten some spiritual insight. They learned about the Lord, and they were kind of like shining lights to me. I wanted that. I wanted what they had, but I didn't know how to get it. So I went through high school that way, and by the time I was a senior in high school, this was really a hunger that couldn't be quenched. I left school, graduated from high school, and went back home thinking that I would try to do something different, like maybe become a nurse or something. So all that summer, with all the hunger in my heart and desire to know, there was more in life for me, I went to work and tried to earn some money. A wonderful thing happened that year, though. I found the answer to what I was looking for. And that answer was giving my life to Jesus Christ. I know that sounds maybe not how you would accept it, but I found that Jesus had died on the cross to save me from my sins, and that if I gave my life to him, he would set me free from the bondage that I was in. And so I did that. I gave my heart to the Lord when some Youth for Christ ministers came to town. The Youth for Christ ministry that came to Cordova was led by Ernie Epperson and Peter Dynica Jr. The Lord was moving at that time. I should say his spirit was really moving. The way it happened is my husband invited me to go to this meeting. So I said I would go. And so I went, and Ernie Epperson preached on the blood sacrifice, about how the blood of Jesus cleanses your heart from all sin. And I'd never heard that before. I never heard that you could have your sins forgiven. That's something about being a person. You know, you're not just a body, but your body, soul, and spirit. And there was things in my life that I knew that I had violated the word of God, the laws of God. You just know you do that. And so when I heard about the sacrifice that Jesus made when his blood was shed, when he died on the cross, that affected me in such a way that I said, I want to ask Jesus to forgive me. I want Jesus to take away my sins. So I was the only person that went up when they had an altar call. I went up and I said, I'm going to give my heart to Jesus. And I gave my heart to the Lord that night. And I asked him to forgive me. He forgave me. And from that time forward, things changed in my life. I would like to say that life was just absolutely wonderful after that, but there was a lot of battles. There was, you know, you have to overcome and you must live every day like you're going to see Jesus someday. You're going to meet the Lord. Anyway, you don't live like that when you're a teenager. You've got ambitions, you've got desires, and mine was not to get married immediately, but that same year that I gave my heart to the Lord, I got married. That was in 1954. And after my husband and I got married, he was put in the hospital with tuberculosis, and he was in the hospital in Anchorage for 2 years while I lived at home for 2 years. When he left, I was pregnant and had a little girl. Her name is LaRue, and she was a real blessing to me. She didn't know her father real well. She was 15 months old when he came home, so it was like she was meeting her dad and getting acquainted with him, and me trying to work and keep things going because his health wasn't all so well. But the Lord was with me in all of that. I saw many times when the Lord met my need. God is faithful to those who seek him, to those who call on him. So in spite of the ambition and desire to do something else, the Lord gave me a life that I enjoyed, and I was thankful for that. I was thankful that I had George, my husband, and my daughter now. And during the course of George and I being married, we had 3 children. The boy was the youngest, and that same year that he was born, he contracted a flu, and we couldn't get him to the doctor in time to tell us what to do for him, and he was dehydrated, and he didn't make it. He died, and what a disappointment that was. But, you know, through that, the Lord showed me more how much more real heaven is, and it's a place where he's prepared for us to go. Time went on, and George and I had a desire to become workers in the church, and that's what we did. During the time of our marriage, we taught Sunday school. We spoke and tried to sing, did all kinds of things that we thought were service to the Lord, but there was still something that we needed more, and that was just to get into God's Word and to learn about Him. That is a battle in itself, and I would like to encourage everybody who would read the Word of God that not to give up, but to continue reading until God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, starts to teach you what He means in His Word. It took a while for us to learn that, but the Lord blessed, and we were encouraged. We had two girls. By the time the girls were grown up and out of high school, we felt that we should go out into a work for the Lord. And what we did was we went back to the village that I was raised in and started a Sunday school work there. We still had our jobs. We lived in Cordova, a town about 60 miles away from Tetitlik, where I was born. And I worked for a telephone company. George worked for the state of Alaska. And we raised our girls, and we started thinking we wanted to go and do something for Jesus. So we started a Sunday school work in Tetitlik. That went on for 2 years, and after about 2 years, we decided that we should go and live there permanently to be a testimony of what Jesus has done for us and what He could do for them. The Lord has been good to us. We live there now, and I'm thankful today that George and I have been married for 50 years now. The Lord has blessed us each day, and I'm thankful today that I could tell you this part of my story.
Have you opened your heart to Jesus? What a difference He makes when we receive Him into our lives. He saves us, forgives us, cleans us up, and gives us a reason to live. Leona knew that there was something missing in her life, and when she found out what it was, she decided to follow Jesus. What about you? Are you ready to be set free? Are you ready to accept Jesus and become a child of God? He tells us in the Bible, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Don't reject the One who died in your place. Receive Him and let Him set you free. If you would like to know more, please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. If you're on Facebook, you can connect with us at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.